Just wanted to throw this out. Just, I'm a big supporter of business, corporate America. I think it's, got its place and does well. And they're, but sometimes Hertz, Hertz is going through bankruptcy.
Oh, right. Yes.
And for a number of reasons, including the effect on what's going on with lack of, most of the Hertz businesses, airports and things, and with travel down and just, the business has plummeted. It's happened.
Sure.
And people understand that. Hertz, however, a month after it started laying off thousands of employees and just before its bankruptcy announcement, paid out $16.2 million to 340 executives. 340 executives getting $16.2 million.
Emptying out the coffers before filing bankruptcy, huh?
Not a good look.
Probably not.
As the story reads here, it says, it's typical for bankrupt companies that want to prevent their management from abandoning ship to make payments, but they're always awkward. Yeah. Especially in this day and age, because I'm imagining a number of people are sympathetic to businesses, even big ones we know that are going out of business or laying off and furloughing employees. Nobody wants to see it, but
it's always unfortunate.
It's happening. In this day and age, people, I think, get that's what's going on. So there's some sympathy. But when this takes place, the company, it says, did not respond to a request for comment, but in a ruling with the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, for its bankruptcy, it said the payments are justified by the financial and operational uncertainty that the company and its employees face. They don't want to lose their leadership because they're hoping to come out of this bankruptcy. Now, in defense of Hertz, I will say this. Apparently, they have filed a motion to seek authority to continue to pay severance payments to employees who were let go before the filing. So they're trying to do that. But even on that note, it just doesn't... And they're not the first company, won't be the last. But I guess just taking into account everything that's going on, and again, with probably the sympathy the company's having, what it's going through, is just you're going to lose that. It's like Hertz. Why would you do that? You're going to hurt yourself, Hertz.
Well, and right, like you said, they aren't the first, and they definitely won't be the last to pull something like
that. What was the story we had? What was the company we had just a couple months ago where the head of the company was fired for disregard of the handbook, but yet when they fired him, they gave this huge severance package.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Golden parachute.
Yeah, it was like, okay, golden parachute's one thing, but when you're firing a person for, a violation of the handbook, why do they get this?
Did you say this already? Because I'm seeing that the CEO is getting, how much? Is it $700,000?
Didn't say. I just saw the total payments. It could be in the story here. I'm just kind of giving
think
the
I'm
highlights.
Just, I just ran across something about that on Yahoo.
The company hopes to come back. They hope to be able to rehire. But, this is the case where, you go to your... if they... And these are bonuses.
Yeah.
If they were still just paying in their regular salaries, which are higher than, of course, employees, I'd still... Okay, they're the bosses. That's what happens. You get the salary, but it's bonuses to retain them. It's like, why couldn't they be retained under the regular salary? And if the company should come back successfully and we get out of this, hey, here's your $700,000 bonus. More power to you. Congratulations helping us out of there.
Right.
That, naturally. And I think some employees would embrace that too. But I just
handing out bonuses after filing bankruptcy.
No. Say
if they came out of it.
Yeah. No. This is the bad one.
And they turn things around.
Yeah.
And
then, you come out of it. Right. We get back on our feet and we're a good solid company again.
Just like if you take a salary cut to get through things that later you should get that salary back and all at once and not a 2% now and 2% later or whatever.
Those kinds of things you can probably figure out that would be better in a business picture, shall we say.
Right. I have to admit, I didn't even think about the rental car companies when this was all happening. Everybody was talking about how nobody was riding on airplanes anymore. I didn't think about how that was going to affect Hertz and some of the other rental car companies at all. So you can see just how it just has this trickle-down effect.
Yeah. I mean, all those, you start here and where does it go down from there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure you'll hear more about it, but again, Hertz, as much sympathy as there may be and could be for you in this case, not a good look. Somebody's got to get their PR firm. cranked up in better position.